Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Vanessa Doyle. I am the resident supervisor over at the Center of Excellence at the University of Bridgeport in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I am also one of the professional technical specialists at North American PharmaCal, Diadamo Personalized Nutrition. Today, we have Dr. Peter Diadamo discussing two products which are fantastic that we use clinically at the Center of Excellence, the first one being Membrosia Complex and the second being Membrosia Fluidizer. Good afternoon, Dr. Diadamo.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. It's nice to have you on these podcasts. And Vanessa is one of the resident physicians at the Center of Excellence in Bridgeport and has studied with me for many years. So it's a pleasure to have her on the staff at North American PharmaCal as well. Membrosia is actually a two-part formula. There's the Membrosia Complex, which is a powder that has many of the medicinal ingredients that have to do with the capacity of the body's cells to be able to stay healthy and regenerate. Membrosia Fluidizer actually is a bunch of oils that actually work with the powder to actually produce a greater effect, increase its absorption, and to add other aspects to the eventual benefits, such as a decrease in inflammation and improvement in the body's capacity to control and balance its water inside of the cells.
How did you realize that these people needed this help as far as their cells went?
Well, actually, I had written about this in Eat Right for Your Type 20 years ago, and the idea is very simple. We have, I believe, 6 trillion cells in our body, and of those 6 trillion cells, they all actually are encapsulated in something called a cell membrane. And the cell membrane actually is a fatty substance, and the insides of the cell and the outsides of the cell are more watery. And as anybody who's dropped oil onto a pan of water knows, that oil and water repel each other. And so the cell membrane acts to keep the water from the inside of the cell going into the outside of the cell and keeps excessive amounts of water from outside of the cell going into the cell. But the cell membrane also acts as this sort of barrier, just like our skin on our level as a barrier to the world, but it's also what we use to relate to the world from a sensory perspective. So many of our receptors for hormones and proteins and all sorts of gate-like functions take place on the cell membrane as well. It's where the cell interacts with the environment, takes its signaling and interacts and changes. It gets rid of its waste products and takes new nutrients as well. So the cell membrane is really the sort of calculating part of the cell that deals with the outside. And it turned out that actually we had this sort of awareness that there were perhaps things in the cell membrane that actually deteriorated as we got older or as we got sick. The cell membrane in a healthy person or in a young person is actually rather kind of thick and luxurious and is much more fluid-like. That allows all the receptors to sort of swim around the cell, and also for the cell to do a better job of transporting things from the inside to the outside. But when we're inflamed or we get older, the cell membrane starts to get thinner and it gets more brittle, and that tends to cause the receptors and the other components in the cell to slow down or sometimes become almost immobile. And that tends to cut down on the capacity of the cell to respond effectively to hormones and other signals. And also, as that brittleness occurs, the cell membrane gets thinner and the body has less and less of a easy time controlling how it is able to containerize water, keeping enough water on the inside and making sure that the water is not lost and sent back outside again.
That is fantastic. And it's amazing that you can affect your patients and your treatments on the cellular level, which is so important, especially there being 6 trillion cells. That's pretty amazing. I'd love to know sort of what made you come up with the formula that you've used within the fluidizer itself.
The fluidizer actually is a series of oils, one of which is attracting a lot of attention. It's the nigella seed or the black cumin seed oil. This contains an ingredient called thymalquinone. And thymalquinone is subject to a lot of medical interest at this point. It's being investigated in terms of its ability to control inflammation. We use it at the Center of Excellence in its pure form to control chronic asthma with some very nice effects. It's actually written several times in the Quran where the prophet actually says that it will cure everything except for death itself. So it has a lot of medicinal benefits. We also put in an herb called perilla seed oil in the formula, and perilla seed is very rich in something called rosmarinic acid. which helps the body control inflammation by regulating how active the killer cells are on the part of the immune system. Now, that's in the fluidizer. The complex, which is the powder, is really the 800-pound gorilla of the formula. And the normal way that I look at the Membrosia formula is that it's kind of a secret ratio. And that ratio is actually 7:1. And in order to understand what I'm about to say, I have to realize that there are many, many things that are not fats and not oils. And they kind of exist in the netherworld between fats and oils. And these are known as phospholipids. We know phospholipids as often things that we call detergents because they get in between water and oil and allow them to mix, right? So the most common phospholipids that we find are phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, and phosphatidylethanolamine. And these are the phosphatides that are, for instance, very rich in our brain cells. They're part of how the neurons work in terms of conducting electricity. But the phosphatides are the thing that's the most richly embedded in the cell membrane. And it was discovered a while back that the formula of 7 parts phosphatidylcholine, 2 parts phosphatidylethanolamine, and 1 part phosphatidylserine had this magic ability to influence the fluidity and to cause further regeneration of the cell membrane. And so the idea of the complex is that when it's mixed with the fluidizer, we get this magical 7:1 ratio, and that's what produces this improvement in the cell health. Now, the interesting thing as well is the formula doesn't stop there, basically, because it contains in it a few other kind of neat things as well. One of the things it contains is a nucleotide called uridine. And uridine is not a well-known supplement, but it's well-known to your RNA, which is the part of the body that contains the information from the DNA. And uridine is one of the 4 things that's used to make RNA. It's one of the nucleotides that's used to make RNA. It has some usefulness, we know, in nervous system health because many of the fish that are known to help with our inflammation and brain function are very rich in uridine. And probably the reason that your grandmother told you that fish is a brain food is largely because fish is very rich in uridine, and uridine makes RNA, and RNA is what oftentimes composes what becomes later on our memory. So the ability of uridine to work in combination with those 7:1 magic formula gives us an additional increase in the effectiveness to the point that a recent study was done that showed that in combination with phosphatidylcholine, uridine had an effect as an antidepressant that was actually better than the conventional antidepressants it was tested against. So we find that generally people who have improved nerve health tend to be happier, they tend to have more energy, and the improvement in the cell membrane through the Membrosia complex has this sort of nice sense of well-being, and it makes the system just work better. Your cells work better when they have a healthier membrane, and when your cells work better, your organs work better, and when your organs work better, you work better. So it's kind of a simple formula that kind of goes all the way up from the cell all the way to the day-to-day way that we look at the world and how we feel about ourselves.
That's brilliant. And I have to say, from making everything from helping with memory, inflammation, all the way through just how your body's going to function with your water balance is really interesting. How have you found in the clinic that this product is working on your patients?
Membrosia actually is turned into kind of one of those foundational things we do. We do an analysis in the clinic called a bioimpedance, where we actually measure electrically and get a number that correlates to the health of the cell membrane. And we've developed the ability to see the cell membrane health increase with Membrosia. And Membrosia really is something that's a little hard to describe in a direct cause and effect way, because we said before, it'll increase sense of well-being. It'll have some effects on nerve health. But the thing that occurs when your cell membrane is healthy is that everything else gets better. The responsiveness to the other supplements improves. The overall ability to benefit by the dietary changes that we recommend actually also improves. So Membrosia's real attribute is that it makes just about everything else work better. And so by that token, it's a very critical component to what we do over at the Center of Excellence on virtually 90% of the patients. Every once in a while, you'll find somebody come in who's got a terrific cell membrane. You know, it's maybe 1 out of 15 people, and an elderly gentleman comes in, and all the numbers are terrific. That's the power of genetics, I suppose, good genetics. But for the rest of us, we have to basically, you know, fight the aging process and fight the inflammatory process. And this is a critical product when it comes to that.
Well, Dr. Diadamo, thank you so much for coming to Diadamo Personalized Nutrition and speaking with us today regarding Membrosia Complex and Membrosia Fluidizer. It sounds like a fabulous combination of products.
Thank you, Vanessa. It was my pleasure.